Time now to catch up with Jeff from Acilla Wines. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning to all your listeners.
Yeah, and what's happening out there, mate?
Well, it's a beautiful day here. Very, very faint trace of smoke this morning, but mass hysteria around here yesterday, Peter. And we didn't have very windy, but we didn't have any smoke or anything. Nearest fire here was about 30 kilometers away and downwind. So, people were leaving work early, and I think the fire service, whipped everybody. I understand the Blue Mountains and down in Sydney and that are, under severe stress. And there was a bit east here between us and you, Peter.
Right.
Down in Brankston was the closest fire here. But it's beautiful and calm this morning in that sort of semi-open area there. They should be able to take care of everything fairly quickly.
Well, we certainly hope so. The problem, apparently, is lots of winds here, there and everywhere. And that's causing a bit of drama.
Yeah, that was the problem, PDSA. It's quite calm this morning, maybe 1-2 kilometers an hour, a couple of kilometers an hour. I can just see that Lee's barely missing, but she was really whipping yesterday.
Dear oh dear. Yes.
But not around here, Peter. We don't allow bushfires in our valley.
No, they've got to pay tax.
Something. Buy a bottle of wine, right?
Buy a case of wine.
A case of wine, that's a good idea. That's exactly right. We've got one of my national park on one side. As you know, it's quite steep and heavily treed. It's a very narrow sort of thing there because you pop over that, it's only a kilometer or so wide, and then you're in the Bulga area, in the flat ground. And on the other side, of course, the escarpment's quite heavily treed as well, but it's very narrow, less than half a kilometer, and it's over the probably only a couple hundred meters, and then you're over into the next valley over there. So we're basically east of the ranges. But the other thing is, of course, we are in fact all of New South Wales pretty much is in a bushfire zoned danger area.
Well, the whole lot has been declared, no lighting of fires, both here in New South Wales and in Queensland too.
Yes. Despite the conditions, bushfire conditions, fire warning level, we are zoned by the Rural Fire Service to be in a bushfire prone area.
Right.
But even though we're zoned as a bushfire prone area, and nearly all of New South Wales is, by the way, we are within that zoning, zoned a low risk because we're open agriculture, particularly with us, of course. We have 80 acres of grapes that are drip irrigated. And of course, we keep it mowed very close to the ground. We do that for a couple of reasons. One's a safety reason because for our people, because snakes don't like to travel across open ground, like closely cropped ground. And so if you keep the vineyard headlands well mowed, they tend to stay out.
Nick off, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of big ones occasionally. Apparently they don't worry about predators.
Yeah, they just sort of hop in and say, excuse me, I just need some water, and I'll have that, and that. And if you don't disturb me, I'll go away.
And you hit the nail on the head, Peter. The reason they risk it is because we're running drip irrigation, and they can smell the water. They come for the water.
Yeah, do you know they smell with their tongue?
Oh, yes, of course.
And that's why we get this licky-licky effect from them.
Yes. The other reason, of course, is fire. We don't want fire. And then we don't get fire because we mow closely, but we also water heavily. So, we've got a lot of greenage in there. And we slash between the rows as well. Anyway, it is, feel for those people that were threatened. But as I said, there was more, calling your neighbor and frothing up hysteria yesterday than reality in this area. So I had several neighbors call me, and I was very busy yesterday, and I didn't really have a chance. And when I looked and saw the nearest fire was like 30 kilometers away and going away. I think it would better to worry about the areas where the, you know, fire is imminent and heading towards communities. Anyway, Peter, it's a beautiful day. Almost.
And a beautiful time to get some organic wine.
Yes, yes, it is. In fact, we're heavily into our Christmas shipping at the moment. And so if they... You can go online at cellarwines.com.au or you can call us here at 657-45275. Happy to take care of you. Happy to talk to you. We've had hundreds and hundreds of calls.
Good.
You know, we don't mind our older members and our less technical, technological members calling us up and saying, look, I want this in the pack and that in the pack and the other thing in the pack. But it would be great if those that have the technological capability would go online and do it for themselves, because we end up doing hundreds of custom orders for people that are quite capable of doing it themselves. And we do get the odd one wrong.
Mate, that can happen, you know. I mean, you don't do it deliberately by any means, but, you know, that can happen. We're all human, and if they're willing to put up with that.
Yeah, if they go online and do it themselves, Peter, then it doesn't happen unless they make, and they do. I catch most of them. They make a lot of mistakes, many, many more than we do.
By the way, I can tell you that the vintage red is superb.
Good. Well, I'm glad you... enjoying it, yeah. No, it's our most popular wine. It's a Shiraz Merlot Chambertin blend, and it's just got that nice combination of drinkability.
Yeah, that's a good word. I'll have to use that word more often.
Exactly. I was just thinking to myself, talking about acronyms. One of my guys, and they often do this. You know, they send me a text or they're whatever, and they say, I'll have the same as last time. And so I put his name down and I wrote SALT next to it. That's what it is, S-A-L-T, SALT, same as last time.
Oh, okay.
So he's a SALT, right?
He's a SALT. Well, I imagine, mate, with the consistency of what you turn out, and it is wonderful, you'd have a lot of SALTs.
Yeah, a lot of salt. Well, the trouble is then it's a double thing. He didn't tell me what he wants. I have to go back to the previous order and look it up before I can go in and make the change. So it's twice as much thing. We don't mind talking to our, you know, members when they call up. They usually tell us what they want. But when we just get an email, one-line email or a text, you know, it's less personal, and it's because they're busy. But boy, when we're packing Christmas packs, we're busy too.
Yeah. Mate, I've seen, what would you put it down to? The gusto of what happens there when you're putting everything together. You know, people jumping over cartons that are in doorways and all sorts of other things. You say, don't leave that there. And they say, what?
Yeah, exactly. It takes a bit of coordination. But anyway, that's what it is, and we like it. So.
Sure, mate. No,
yes.
You put out a good pack, and, you know, as I say, we have guests here from Victoria at the moment, and they were so knocked out with that vintage red. And I said, well, look, this is all you have to do.
Yeah, free delivery Australia-wide, Peter.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, no excuse. And, of course, in our packs, you get to choose your own, which makes us different to most wine companies. And secondly, of course, our standard pack, Peter, is a 9-pack.
That's right.
Because we like to be different.
And, well, that's better because they get a better variety coming to them. and that is encouragement to work back to the computer and say, that was very nice. Now, what are we going to have for sweets?
Well, it is, Peter. 9-pack makes a lot of sense. It's less money. As a standard pack, it's not as heavy as a 12-pack, so people can pick it up. But those that do order a 12-pack in their packs this year, Peter, they got a little piccolo of Merlot and a little piccolo of Chardonnay as a gift from us. So for ordering a 12-pack instead of a 9-pack. So.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah. Anyway, Peter, some interesting things been happening in the world. This one we've is probably to do with lifestyle as much as anything. But this came out from the American Heart Association. They've just done a study, and they found that people, the higher risk of cardiovascular disease you have, the higher risk for cancer you have. And if you have a relatively high risk for cardiovascular disease, you are 300% more likely to develop cancer.
Good grief.
300%. And if you have a mild risk, obviously it goes down. So the higher your cardiovascular risk, the higher your cancer risk. And so it's a double whammy sort of thing, so which is too bad. So there was a couple of other very interesting ones. This one particularly appealed to me, Peter, because a lot of people with serious lung problems out of Columbia University, it's in New York for those people who are thinking it's in South America somewhere. But anyway, they have successfully grown lungs for mice, in mice, from stem cells.
Heavens.
And yes, they grew new sets of lungs that work.
Okay.
So that's a very, very interesting development, because a lot of people with serious lung disease, I know quite a few of the previous generation to me, and there's not that many of them left, Peter, but that died of lung disease. My sister-in-law actually is, she can't, oxygen is not enough. Her lungs are shot.
And
So that's a very important development, I think, if they're going to be able to grow a new set of lungs. In fact, as I was reading the other day, that this new series of problems in the United States, this one came out because of these vaping, these electronic cigarettes.
Oh, yes. I hear they really are a problem.
Yeah, they're not causing cancer. They're causing lung damage.
Oh, what?
So it's a major issue. There was a major article on it, and I was reading about it. And so we're creating new problems for ourselves, Peter, or people that do it are.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, and Matt, let's hope they stop doing that. Gee whiz. New lungs. That's going to put a whole new thing on transplantation. I'll get it out in a minute.
Yeah, sure. If you don't have to transplant it, mate, you just grow it.
Yeah.
The salamander effect we were talking about last week or the other week when we were talking about cartilage and them thinking that eventually they're heading towards being able to grow limbs. It's well known, actually, that if a very young child, cuts a finger off, that sometimes it grows back. Because they're still in that formative stage where stem cells are developing the body.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't know that.
We just got to develop it further. Talking about children, there was an interesting one. They've been scanning children's brains to see what the exposure to those game tablets are. And they found their brain is different, Peter. The more the child plays on a tablet, the more different his brain is and the less proficiency he has in learning and language.
Would that happen to adults as well?
Probably we're beyond redemption, Peter, but
no,
I would think.
Not nice.
But they've put out an advisory that children should have no more, under 2 years, never exposed to tablets. 2 to 5, only 1 hour a day.
Heavens.
And they're saying that...
I can see some tantrums coming on.
Yes, well, they're doing... they're saying that it's a serious issue and, creates a child with the less tools to be successful as they grow older and go into school and into society. So they're recommending heavily that you limit a child's playing around with tablets.
Okay, let's see if they take the advice.
Well, they rarely ever do, Peter, so...
Yeah, true.
Yeah, what can we do? It's quite amazing the things that are happening. There was another one just mentioned briefly. It's a new class of compounds that are just as effective as antibiotics, but they have no drug resistant because, the bacteria and things have not had an opportunity to develop bacteria against this. But these are not antibiotics. These are what they call compounds, new compounds, whatever the heck that is. And they found them just as effective as antibiotics.
Yeah, well, compounds, I remember from my physics days, like a mixture is everything all in together, but compounds are not. They're all separate. But they come in a capsule or whatever, and you swallow it, and hopefully it works.
Yeah, compound is when it's too complex to tell you what's in it, Peter.
Oh, okay.
Or you don't want to know.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably closer to the truth.
Yeah. So anyway, we're looking at serious issues out there, especially these, staph infections and all these types of things that are killing off people at regular rates. There is a thing I read not too long ago that was quite interesting as well. Of course, copper is a natural antimicrobial material.
Don't swear at me like that.
Yeah, and they put copper beds in intensive care units in an experiment in the United States. And do you know that staph infections in those experimental rooms were down 95% staph when they do a swab test, when they go in and check how well the cleaners are doing? 95% just by putting copper beds in.
That's amazing, because people wear copper around their wrists too, I notice.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure they're doing it. Copper, of course, if you drink alcohol, you get a band wherever you're wearing.
Right.
A little chemical reaction, I think. But, it's been known for a very long time. Ancient races used to store their drinking water in copper because it purified it, and they knew you didn't get sick from it. This is after the copper age, of course.
Yeah.
It's too bad the Romans didn't know about it. They switched to lead and killed themselves off. So, yeah, but copper is quite good antimicrobial activity, so... Yeah, so it's interesting things happening, Peter, and, in the next 20 or 50 years, if this stuff gets out into the population, if as long as people pay attention, generally we should start getting healthier. I would think so many things we know now that we should be doing that we didn't know 20 years ago or 30 years ago.
That's right, mate, and things that we should be doing... getting some organic wine into the household.
We should. And look, with Christmas, we've already been warned by Fastway to get our act together, which is why we're putting all our Christmas packs out at the moment.
Yep.
Yes, no excuse, Peter. I mean, the very, very best thing is to sit down and have a nice family season dinner, whether you celebrate Christmas or not. In our case, Christmas dinner with a couple of glasses of very, very fine wine, Peter, and getting up the next day and feeling on top of the world because you don't have a headache.
That's right. Well, there's several people here that will be getting up this morning, myself included, with no headache, and it was lovely.
Exactly, Peter. Why, we've said time and time again, there are 15 carcinogens, endocrine disruptors in the average wine, according to Petter, along with all these other chemicals that are not necessarily cause cancer.
I'm glad you said Petter, because when you say Peter, people think I did it.
Yeah, well, I did that on purpose, but I think it actually, they do pronounce themselves Peter.
That's right. We've got to teach our television friends, too, the name of that particular place is Greta and not Greta.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's, there's no reason to imbibe all those carcinogens. It's the endocrine disruptors that are in the average wine, of course, that cause all the headaches. The endocrine system, the thyroid being your main one, controlling your body temperature and heart rate and blood pressure, Peter, and that's what gives you the headache.
For sure. All right, mate, lovely to catch up with you.
Yeah, great, Peter. And you're back, Nick? I know you're off to Phillip Islands. When are you back?
I'll be returning on Monday And I might even call you from the island, actually.
Yeah, no problem. Give us a shout, and we can have a little chat.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Great. Okay, Peter, catch up with you when you call.
All right, not a problem, mate. You have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye now. Jeff from Acela Wine. Now, one thing we need to tell you, of course, is the address, which is acelawine.com.au. Jump on the net, do that, and do it now. You heard what Jeff said about Christmas and all that. I couldn't think of a better gift, could you?